For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. This week in Kentucky politics, Governor Matt Bevin said he's partnering with a former Democratic congressman to help people navigate the state's new Medicaid rules. One of the most controversial changes to the state's Medicaid program is the addition of a work requirement or community engagement hours in order to maintain coverage. We found out that lobbyists set a new spending record at the state legislature as lawmakers made changes to the tax code. Plus, a state-funded aluminum mill broke ground in northeastern Kentucky. Governor Bevin asked for a judge to recuse himself from the lawsuit over the new pension bill. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
After getting approval from the federal government earlier this year, the Bevin administration is rolling out changes to the state's Medicaid system. For the first time, able-bodied Medicaid enrollees will have to pay small monthly premiums and prove that they're working, volunteering, or trying to find work. Those work requirements have some worried that people will get kicked off of Medicaid, but Bevin says the requirements will lead to better health outcomes because people will be focused on staying healthy and finding jobs.
We're working together to make sure that people are engaged so that they have a vested interest, so that we deliver a better result, so we get better health outcomes.
This week, Bevin announced he's teaming up with the nonprofit Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, which is headed up by former Democratic Congressman Ben Chandler. Chandler said the foundation will work to educate people about the work requirements and help those who can't afford the monthly premiums.
I don't think anybody wants people to lose their health coverage. I just don't think that anybody's got that goal. I hope not. I can assure you that we at the foundation don't.
Even though he's a Democrat, Chandler notably voted against the Affordable Care Act in 2010, and he said that his vote against the law helped him get reelected that year. He was eventually unseated by Republican Andy Barr in the following election. The work requirements will first be rolled out next month in northern Kentucky. Bevin also attended the groundbreaking of the $1.3 billion Brady Industries aluminum mill that's slated to open up in Boyd County. He predicted the mill is just the first of many companies that'll relocate to the area.
They're going to come here because Brady Industries put a stake in the ground, and the roots will grow deep, and the flowers that will come up are going to be enjoyed by generations to come. They are.
Last year, Bevin cut a deal to attract Brady to Kentucky. The state invested $15 million in Brady stock and promised a combination of tax incentives that total more than $10 million. Brady's CEO, Craig Bouchard, says the company will take employees who get a Brady-tailored aluminum rolling associate's degree from nearby Ashland Community and Technical College.
Kids or veterans or people that want to be retooled can go through there, earn a B average, be drug-free every step of the way, which we're going to make happen, and they graduate directly into our mill after three internships with a minimum $65,000 salary and a bonus.
The plan is slated to open in 2020. This week, Governor Bevin continued his fight with the judge presiding over the lawsuit against the pension bill that was signed into law earlier this year. Bevin argued that Franklin Circuit Court Judge Philip Shepard has a conflict of interest in the case because he's enrolled in one of the state's pension plans. Shepard rejected Bevin's request because there are no changes to the judicial pension system involved in the case. And as the legislature made major changes to the state's tax laws this year, lobbyists set a record for spending over $10.5 million. The top spender was Altria, one of the world's largest tobacco companies. They lobbied against an increase in the state's cigarette tax, which ended up jumping from 60 cents per pack to $1.10. The Kentucky Chamber of Commerce was the runner-up. They pushed lawmakers to make changes to the state's public pension system. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.